Hey, we are going though.
Oh shit.
Okay.
I see that now.
Should I even bother to introduce this, or should we?
Yes. Yes. It's got to be introduced. Otherwise, I don't know when to drop the music.
Should you do the voodoo doll one?
It's a dead man's party. No. Who could ask for more? It's a dead man's party. Leave your body at the door.
Door.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the What's Online podcast. We have...
Fuck, man. I didn't get that.
Yeah, that hurt a lot. Ooh. With the cigarette.
We have...
You got both of us.
Oh, fuck.
We've got Daniel Ryan, who is laughing uncontrollably.
No, that's Ryan me. Got us.
No, shut up. We've got Daniel Ryan.
Yep, that's me.
We have Matthew.
Hello.
Yeah, great job. And we have Ryan.
Hey,
I'm the only one who gets my last name put in.
Because it's the easiest.
Well, and then we've got me, Curtis Garlson. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the sixth season of the podcast.
Oh, we're just skipping five?
Yeah.
All right.
I assumed we had five last podcasts.
No, that was four.
Oh, shit. Right.
Yeah, no, last episode was season four. This episode's season six.
Okay, that's fine.
We need to have a last episode of season six. Or season five come up.
No, we'll have a lost episode for this season.
Next episode will be like, this is the last episode.
We found it. We just threw it in.
If we somehow upload these according to like how we started off these podcasts, and God bless your souls for getting this.
We talked about that last time, and then you started saying something, and then I don't remember anything that you said after you said it.
I'm thinking I might actually title all the ones starting where we said second season as second season, no matter what season we say it is.
Oh, okay,
that.
Yeah, that's probably for the best.
Season.
Yeah, no, we are on the second season right now, but I might start off each podcast with a different season.
It's just becoming an opening bit.
Just go back to the first season. It's actually the first season, guys.
Mm-hmm. Part two.
Oh, it's a bit, guys. It's really funny, and it gets funnier every time. So what have you guys been up to since the last time we've done season five and four?
I've been house hopping because my heat's off.
Yeah, well, that's great. How about you, Dan?
I've been staying in this house because my heat works.
Yeah. All right, Ryan, what have you been up to?
Does your heat work?
My heat does work.
Woo!
And not anything exciting.
Wait, what are the two questions for today's episode?
Jesus Christ. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the What's Online podcast, where we're here to answer two questions.
Does your heating work?
No. Fuck that. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the What's Online podcast, where we're here to answer two questions. How many donkey kicks to the face can you stand, and what is online?
Stand as in, like, bear or, like, not be knocked over?
I mean, death is... Death is the only answer to donkey kicks.
Can you die by breaking a jaw?
Yes. You can't eat anything if you don't fix it.
How much can I prepare for it? Can I wear like a knight's armor? I don't think that'd do very well. Can I put like a car airbags on
the
hoops?
You're defeating the premise by actually questioning it. So let's move on. So let's move on. We'll get to that later. So guys, you gotta...
We'll get to that later.
No, that's the...
Can you host in that voice?
We will get to that later. Hello, guys.
Yeah, get real radio host.
What, you want me to be, like... Do you want me to try and conduct this in a real, like, radio voice?
Yeah.
You guys want me to conduct this in a real radio host type way, Matt?
You gotta do like cool sound effects and shit, though. Yeah.
No, that would just
1039.
The verb. Oh, Bobby. Wow. Jesus Christ.
I think Matt's was the best.
Yeah, I liked him. So, Matt, what do you got for us?
I'm gonna bring it up.
Do it.
Yeah.
What would happen if you sat on your own voodoo doll?
Okay.
You'd say ow.
I would probably fart.
Would you be able to get up?
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually a good question.
Yeah, because if you lay a voodoo doll down, it doesn't lay down. You have to stab it with things.
Not necessarily stab.
I think if I sat on my own voodoo doll, I'd be like, there's somebody sitting on my face, and I'd be I'd be okay with that.
It'd be like voodooception, because you're like, you're sitting on your own face.
Right. Ooh. But then I could get up.
Could you?
Yeah.
It's a voodoo doll. You can't move. Like, what if somebody, like, put
it... Matt, have you ever tried to step up, like, if somebody was sitting on your face? You can at least try, and then if you're at least trying, then you'd be able to sit up.
I gotta poop again.
Jesus Christ. Well, here comes one of, there goes one of our most intellectual members of the podcast. Jesus Christ, we're really crippled here.
Right. Well, that conversation's done.
Yeah. All right, Dan, what do you got for us, man? What have you been thinking about the past couple of weeks?
All right, so what if you threw a voodoo doll of yourself?
Okay.
Could you catch it?
Because would you be flying?
Yeah. Like, you throw it, and then you fly ahead of it, and then you catch it.
This is just like a continuation of Matt's retarded premise. I don't...
All you have to do is reach out and catch the doll, and then you'd stop, too.
Have you ever seen, like, voodoo dolls, like, in actual, like... Even in movies, they're not that powerful. That's not how they work. It's not like they automatically have spatial control over you.
At what point does it become active? Like, the last stitch, they feel like, oh... Like in their arm.
No,
because you have to put the hair. The doll's already made, and you have to get a part of them to put onto the doll.
You know, they're not very like if you're bald, are you safe? It can't be voodoo.
No,
doll.
Because you got pubic hair. Oh. That's the worst part.
But what if you're like you can't grow hair at all? Like no eyelashes or anything.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I would get your foreskin and, like, attach it to it. And if you're a lady, then... You know. Yeah, if you're a lady and you grow no hair, then you're safe. Yeah, good.
Are puppeteers, like, reverse voodoo doll guys? Because they're just a person that... What they do, the voodoo doll does.
Well, that's not a voodoo doll, though. It's a puppet.
Oh, yeah. Well, what if they do it with a voodoo doll?
Oh.
How do you guys feel about...
They say it's magic.
Wait.
What?
How do you guys feel about Muppets?
The Muppets?
Yeah, like just in general.
I've had quality time with the Muppets.
Like, do you think Muppets Treasure Island's pretty good?
Yeah.
I would say that's a good, like, movie, right?
Yeah.
Like, solid all the way through.
Where is this going?
No, I'm Muppets just saying, like...
That's a good one.
No, I'm just saying, like, Muppets is kind of weird because it's, like, an offshoot of, like, the Sesame Street, Disney sort of bullshit, right?
It's like, a little bit older age group than Sesame Street.
Right. Yeah. No, and that's what I'm saying, like... It doesn't creep you out when you would, like, go back and watch it, right? Like, versus, like, if you went and watched back, like, some of the old, like, stop-motion stuff, that would kind of probably creep you out a little bit. But Muppets pretty, like, solid all the way through. Like, you got Gonzo, you got the Kermit.
The Kermit.
Mm. Yeah.
The Miss Piggy.
Well, and I'm saying, like, watching them interact with, like, live-action people works so much better than, like, CGI and live-action people today, I think.
Like Roger Rabbit.
The balcony guys that just yell puns.
Oh, I fucking love those guys. No, and I would say Who Framed Roger Rabbit, like, was supposed to be, like, jarring and weird.
Okay, yeah.
Versus Muppets, like, these, you have real things interacting with, like, guys.
Mm-hmm. What's the show that's age group between Muppets and Crankcankers?
Nothing, because Crankcankers was awful. Mad TV, and all those people who still like Mad TV should probably be, like...
Mad TV now just, like, an animated show?
It's been
canceled. That's what
canceled.
It was.
Yeah, it's been canceled because it should be. Anybody who still is fondly remembers Mad TV should probably be collected in a camp of some sort where they intern you against your will. Not an internment camp because that's really, like, weird and fascist, but maybe like a camp where you just go and you never come back.
And you get a new education.
Right. And if you don't get that education, you don't come back. Mm. Did you guys ever like Mad TV?
There was some skits that I liked. Like Stewart.
Outside of Stewart, like he was.
Stewart was too much for me sometimes.
Right. Like, the first time I saw him, I was like, "Oh, that's a funny bit." And then it's like, "No, that's a character."
And it's they like, did it more, oh, and I was like, huh.
You didn't need to do that.
I liked the little Asian lady.
Oh, yeah.
Well, wasn't Mad TV even worse, like SNL?
Huh?
And they kept coming up all the time. Oh, yeah. Like,
I don't
SNL...
know, I feel like...
That was... SNL had the benefit of being live, and Mad TV, like, was apparently, like, scripted.
Well, also, Mad TV seemed a lot more on the bits.
Yeah.
SNL is like a whole like show, you know, like there's bits in it, but that's because that's how a show like that would work.
But they were also live, so many different right? things. Like ostensibly, they
well,
were.
Yeah, that mm-hmm. that's a big thing for them.
Yeah.
Versus Mad TV, like these people sat around and decided these jokes were good enough to show on TV.
Well, yeah, like no, they could reshoot it live though, because they did have like an audience.
Yeah,
there.
You're. Yeah. Well, that's a good.
It
point.
Just wasn't live when they aired it. Mm. Is the difference? It was recorded live in front of an audience, so they couldn't do.
Well,
too many
but so was the Amanda Show and all
that's
that.
That's true.
So like, and I think both of those were.
I went through a huge like all that phase last year. Yeah, last year.
Did you watch all of it?
Almost. I bought a bunch of it on Amazon. But I thought it held up, like, pretty well still. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, were the bits, like, as good as... Well, I mean, were the bits any better than, like, an adult show, ostensibly, which is supposed to be Mad TV?
I mean, they're on par. They're as good as the clean stuff for adults is going to get.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, is, like, Mad TV doesn't really utilize the fact that they are, like, supposed to be...
An adult show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, it almost cripples them because they use, like, duty and, like, penis jokes, and it almost makes them suck worse because all that and the Amanda Show, like, had the prohibition.
Well, here's the thing, though, is... I think they just legitimately thought it was really funny.
Yeah, and I fucking think...
like, this is good.
Yeah, and that's why I think Mad TV... pisses me off the most is they're like, you thought this would be really funny, and I'm like, no, I don't like it. I just have a hate boner for Mad TV, I guess, a little bit.
That's fair. There was only some bits that I liked, but overall, I just kind of, whenever I would have it on, it was mostly just as background noise.
Well, and then what really made me hate Mad TV...
That kind of show that you don't put on to watch.
Yeah, it's just to make me feel less lonely.
Well, and the only reason that I actually ended up hating Mad TV was because of the animated show.
Mm, yeah.
It was really bad.
How do you feel about Spy vs. Spy? That was a cool fucking bit.
Oh, it's fantastic. I loved it. Best part of Mad TV. Also, could have easily been done in their magazine and never brought into, like, animation
ever. Yeah.
The Mad Magazine, like, for a long time was actually known as being, like, a really good, like, comedy magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mad for Kids, like, was, you know, it was...
That's when they just tried to expand and get, like, mm-hmm. more money.
But that's what I'm saying.
They, like, had a Mad for Kids?
Yeah, Mad for Kids.
How do they even do that? Like, I feel like that's, like, they didn't explore that
shit.
They
just put the Mad TV guy's head on, like, a cartoon character and called it a day.
Like, what the fuck were they writing about in that?
Bad SpongeBob.
Well, no, yeah, it was basically parodies, and it was, no, like replace shit with Dookie, and you called it a day. That was essentially what it was. And I...
You piece of Dookie!
I mean, Mad, in general, was... known as an institution for a long time. It was almost up with, like, SNL. And then it did not hold out as well, obviously. And I don't like sketch comedy that much. And I think that they're, like, some of the weaker people from sketch comedy.
I think there's better sketch comedy than Mad TV.
Like, compare Mad TV to Dave Chappelle's show. Like, he at least was being an edgy fucking... black guy.
I watched the Trading Spouses bit today, actually.
It's good. It's funny. And I think that, like, you know, every person on, like, Comedy Central ended up with their own, like, sketch show. I think Dave Chappelle was probably one of the only people that really worked
successful with it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't Key and Peele pretty successful?
Yeah, they're doing really well now.
Like, aren't they just, like, a complete ripoff of the Chappelle show?
Yeah, and Chappelle's stand-up, he's like, you hear about those fuckers that stole my show? Fucking, I heard an interview with them fucking, or one of them. I think it was Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And just
what everyone that one,
yeah,
is.
Just mixing up the black guys. Mm-hmm. But no, they said they were kind of afraid of that. And Neil Brennan, who was like the head writer on Chappelle's Show, they're like, "You want to do like an episode with us?" Like, he wrote with them for a bit for the show, just like. So it's like, oh, you guys just took Chappelle's Show. Like, no, we're writing with the writer. Like, it's cool.
Well,
like a safety net.
Wish this was a cool car.
Like, we know exactly what we're doing.
And
hey, did you grab my
bathroom?
No, you didn't grab.
Yeah, sure didn't.
And it would suck for this podcast to become somewhat informative, but Neil Brennan, you said, was in charge of a podcast for a while, right? Like, he was.
Yeah.
You don't.
And, it's because it was Neil Brennan and Moshe Kasher, and that was an ongoing joke that it was definitely just Neil Brennan's podcast, and Moshe Kasher's just there. but yeah, that was the champs. That's fucking great. It's really good.
Is that a good, like, is that ongoing or is that done now?
Huh? No, it went for like 3 years and then it stopped.
Okay, and I don't want to, like, play this card, but is Neil Brennan white or
gay?
Black? No, is he, like, white or black?
No, he's white.
Okay, but he was, like, one of the heavy hitters for writing for Chappelle's Show, right?
Yeah.
And when he was, like, interviewing all these people, he was interviewing mostly black entertainers, right?
For the podcast?
Yeah.
The idea of the podcast was that since podcasting is such a whitewashed thing, it's all white guys,
mm-hmm.
that they wanted to do a podcast where they only interviewed black people.
And at the time, that was probably, like, a very, like, valid thing because, like...
because they're both credible. And, like, I mean, everyone that came on... It's not like Neil Brennan, like, typed in their name on Google. Like, they're all like, "What's up, Neil?" Like they all, like, know him.
Do you have a timeline for when the podcast went?
What, like, 2014, 2017, I think.
Really? Okay, so it only, like, recently ended?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It might end in 2016.
Okay, but, like, 2014, like, that's still, like a kind of a early hanger-on for, like... podcast here. So, yeah, like, he got a bunch of, like, do you know why it ended? Like, was it just, he was just like, "I'm done"?
I haven't got to the end of it. I've gotten about halfway through it, and I assume that it was getting kind of bland. The reason I stopped listening to it was because halfway through there's, like, I whatever the word is for their archive, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
They had DJ Doug Pound, who is the editor for Tim and Eric.
Mm-hmm.
And he was doing fucking silly ass drops the whole time, just and like the.
Was that like the only thing that was keeping you going? Like, was like.
Well, I mean, it was a good part of it. Questlove was like, "That's the best part of the show is this dude's fucking drops." Like, there's what Neil Brennan is really egotistical, and he like interviews, but like he talks through a lot of them. So a really common drop that he just put on blaring loud was, "In a good interview, you ask more questions and let them do the talking." You just play that in the frame, like, fuck you.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I was trying to, like, point out our podcast was not completely, like, red-pilled, like, fucking white dudes, like, shitting on shit, but,
Nope, just a bunch of white dudes shitting on shit.
No, but we're shitting on Neil Brennan, so, like, if anything, we're...
White I'm not shitting on Neil Brennan.
Nah, a little bit, but you said that he's probably, like, the best part was him getting told that he wasn't a great interviewer.
Oh, no, I said that was the best drop that DJ Doug Brown did. No, the best part was all the interviews, dude. I listened to a lot of it. Like, it's
well,
really
do you
good.
Think he started off like a lot more invested in this, and then probably like lost energy like through it? Like, maybe like he wasn't like because he's
I don't
a
know.
Comedy
I,
writer, right?
I
he can't like stay emotionally invested in.
I'm shot in the dark theorizing.
Yeah, that, no, let's that, like hear it.
That it's a three guys say we're going to do a podcast together. And one of them says, "Okay, I'll do all the editing and the drops, mm-hmm. and I won't really talk much." And they're like, "Cool." And then it slowly becomes this argument between, "Well, it's guy one's podcast." "No, man, it's guy two's podcast." "No, it's guy one." And he's like, "I'm doing most of the fucking work. Like, I'm doing all of the work." And they just, like, I think that's why he left. Like, it seemed like he was losing respect. Like, they tell him, like, "All right, like, easy on the drops, man." Like he's... He would handpick all his drops before each episode, so it's always different shit.
That's
like
weird.
He like knew them, so like he would be able to do them like right on cue. And they'd be very relatable to what is being said.
Well, okay, so what were the other, like, hosts of this podcast, like the editor? Again, I wouldn't bring this up. I don't want this to be, like, a race war sort of shit, but Neil Brennan is white, and he's interviewing only black people.
Yep.
What were the other guys? Were they?
Moshe Kasher is white, and DJ Doug Pound is white.
Okay, so it was, like, three white guys making a podcast to interview black people.
Yeah.
I can see how that could, like, only have so much mileage.
Neil Brennan is very respected in the black community to the extent where he said, like, it's almost fucked him over a little bit because there's less work in the black entertainment industry, and that's all he gets offered all the time now. And he doesn't get offered white scripts.
Well,
so, like, you're the black writer. Like, you go with them.
And like, at the same time, though, like, within today's, like... fucking, like, hyper-politicized shit. Like, you could see how that could be, like, conceived, like, you know what? I think we got as much mileage out of this as we can. And even Neil Brennan...
I think it's that it's from a news headline, no matter how credible the people deciding to do this are, the news headline still just says, three white guys run a podcast for only black people.
Which is the biggest reason why we have never had a live show in Harlem right now. Which, that's my biggest thing. Like, I've been soliciting for Detroit, Harlem, and everything like that. And no, and we were just talking about, like,
we played Is It Racist?
No, I was just saying that, like, Neil Brennan and his podcast, like,
okay, yeah.
Probably had, like, a life shelf at that point. Like, he couldn't have continued to do that forever.
Well, because you run out of people to interview.
Yeah, because, I mean, Jesus Christ. Right.
There's only so many black people, Curtis.
And most of them aren't that funny. They're just like, why are these cops shooting me? And I'm like, I don't know.
Okay.
Jesus Christ, please don't put this on the internet.
No, they did. They got into that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Can we plug that podcast real quick just so that we're a little
Dan,
less
do a
like,
commercial for them.
No, just like, what is the podcast called?
Man. The Champs.
The Champs and...
Where can you find them?
Do you know where we can find them, yeah?
Online.
And anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Like Podbean, iTunes, stuff like
yeah,
that.
I listen to it on, like, Podbay.
Podbay. Okay, so Dan listened to it on Podbay.
And SoundCloud.
Oh, well then, yeah, anywhere you can listen to SoundCloud.
Yeah, it's anywhere where, yeah. Like, yeah. It was a good podcast.
I will definitely fucking check that out because...
I don't know why the fuck they stopped it.
Who knows, but I definitely like the writing and the Chappelle Show, so, you know, it's good shit. I'm glad we're starting off 2018 by getting...
Like, he's also a comedian, and his comedy's good, too.
Does he do stand-up, or is he just, like...
No, yeah, he does stand-up, and his thing is that he's really pissed that everyone just knows him as, like, even though he's trying to be a comedian, they're like, oh, you're the writer for Chappelle Show. He's like... Yeah, but, like, did you see my set?
I mean, if they watched the Chappelle Show, they probably saw some of the set.
Well, and that's
the biggest thing.
They
see what he can write, but then they still don't want to...
Well, he could sit back and say that he was the only, like, successful sketch, like, writer ever, because every other sketch show on Comedy Central has been canceled, like, prematurely.
Well, Key and Peele also just, they didn't get canceled, they dropped...
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's they like, cut it, or they either.
Because just that sketch comedy, you know, that's
it
fucking,
sucks. It's
well,
a
if you
really
do 12
hard
episodes,
to do.
And each episode has to have like 5, 6, or 7 skits.
That's a lot of writing.
I learned
what tropes were from them.
I don't want to get too far into this, but Matt didn't know what tropes were, and I explained that like they did a skit with the magical Negro, the guy who was like. Oh, you just need a little bit of magic sort of thing right here. And then it's,
I laughed.
It's really hard to explain, and that just sounded very racist, but essentially it was,
you just need some magic right here.
But Kurt had to explain to me, like, what tropes were, because I was like, look at these magic guys, like...
Magic black people who are also wizards. That's
how fight over, like, who's going to be the magical one for this one person. And he's like, no, they're making fun of, like, the magical Negro trope. And I was like, what's a trope? And like, what's...
God damn it, you keep saying it out loud.
I don't care. And I got pissed off because I learned that nothing is ever original anymore.
Duh.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Well, no, and that's the thing. Like, I didn't know that Key & Peele, like, they dropped it themselves.
Huh? Yeah.
Well, that's smart because...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, no matter how good it is, it's like you can only go for so long. You can only write so many fucking plots, like, per year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how you're going to start pumping out shit. Key & Peele? I think they had three.
Yeah, no, they didn't have a huge amount.
Chappelle?
Uh-huh. Yeah, Chappelle had three.
Well, and Key & Peele, like, had...
Chappelle wasn't even there for the end of the third season.
He was hanging out and he went to Africa, I think.
He said, fuck it. Yeah, he just dipped out.
Yeah.
And then everyone's like, he went crazy.
I know. And I was just like, no, he's just hanging out with most staff. Happened.
Well, and that's the weirdest thing is that, like, Comedy Central's like, hey, do you want to do a sketch comedy show? And they're like, yeah, we'll do that. And they're like, all right, this worked out really well for all the other comedians that we've had. Do that. The only person that I know that's really worked for that has been acclaimed is, like, Tosh.0, and that's only because he bitches about, like, online shit.
Well, yeah, and because he doesn't have to write fucking 70 plots. Mm-hmm. He just has to... He
steals them from the internet.
He just has a team of people that just fucking, hey, do you like this video? Yeah, I like that one. Right. What do you got for me? I found this one. like that's the easiest fucking writing.
No, I like the personality he's made, but I don't think that he would like.
His stand-up was good.
Yeah, I liked his stand-up, and
I wasn't impressed by it. I mean, he's never.
When did it come out though? Like,
yeah, like years and years. He came out like at the height of like being the asshole.
Yeah,
that was the best. Like, right before being an asshole was not cool anymore. I don't even know what people do for stand-up anymore.
We missed the boat.
Yeah, like, no, like, what do people do for stand-up anymore? Louis C.K. just keeps saying the N-word, right? And then...
And then leaving.
Yeah, and then just runs off. And then everybody...
What was the Louis C.K.? Does he have, like, an accusation against him right now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he...
Multiple.
Okay, can I point out that there's this weird, like, thing where if you get popular, you decide that the best thing you should do is just jerk off in front of, like, random, like, celebrities?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay.
They said it was okay. Louis C.K. was like, can I jerk off in front of you? And they laughed and said, yeah, and then he did it. And then they were like, what?
They're like, we weren't serious, though.
And he's like, but I am.
Of course he is.
And then Louis C.K. came out and owned it. He was like, yeah, I did that. That was dumb. Fucked up. Probably shouldn't have done that. And he had...
Like, it just sounds like it's already becoming his next routine.
I mean, my argument is he's not going to probably suffer from that much. Just because...
Not like other people.
I mean, I hope that the dispute is... Like, in the reality of that story. I guess the credibility of that story. Because, like, if that's legitimately what happens, like...
No, he's...
I don't know why that'd be a problem.
No, he completely said that that's what happened.
That's what I'm saying, but, like, he said that's what happened, you know?
And he also said that they said it was okay.
Like, they could have been like, no, don't do that.
And they laughed, like, and then they left. Fine. Yeah, yeah, and he's been...
I don't know. I mean, if he asked for permission, like, if he's standing behind him, like, raises his hand.
At the same time, why are you jacking off in front of, why is that your thing?
What celebrity was it?
Yeah, but you can't knock someone for having a fetish. If they act on it, you can, but if there's, like, with permission, unless it's pedophilia.
I understand that, but he's also defended pedophilia because he's like, man... Fucking children must be great because it's holy like, shit, people Harrelson. Ruin their lives.
Yeah.
That. Woody Allen.
Yeah.
Wrong guy.
He's like, holy shit, that must be amazing. The fuck. Like,
well, that's also a bit.
It was a bit, but he also jerked off in front of random women.
Who did he jack off in front of?
What if that was a bit?
Myself in the mirror.
No, I said, who did he? Ew. Oh, my. I couldn't
get like,
off
look at this sexy
bod.
No, I'm not. I fucking, like, go limp immediately, and then it's in spite of it. It's not because of it.
Right, fuck you.
Look at yourself.
you'd have to look up the names. They were, like, they were people upcoming through, I think, the Comedy Game or anything like that. And he basically copped to it, and I think he's probably going to do fine just because he's a piece of shit anyway. Mm. But, yeah, we're...
He's funny, though.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. He's funny. He can probably lay low and then make a bit out of it, like Dan said. Like, he can make a bit out of it. Versus, like, Harvey Weinstein, who also jerked off in front of people. What about being famous is, like, I need to jerk off in front of people. That's my biggest...
I mean, like, being not famous would, like, you'd be able to, like, be cool with doing
it. I mean, or... It could be like the want to be famous though.
Yeah,
is of that big of an ego.
He's gonna be so famous they also because he jacked off in front of someone.
No, but Weinstein could. Weinstein was just more like, hey, listen, do you mind if I just jerk off like with you right here? And he did that to like six women, and apparently only Louis C.K. did that to a couple. as far as I'm aware of. I think jerking off in front of women is like the lowest fucking like bar for like sexual satisfaction. Couldn't you just like load up a picture on your phone or like on the computer and be like pretend?
Maybe he liked weirded out by it.
Yeah, like not ruin somebody else's life.
Cute rainbow.
By like doing that to them? Like that
they could be into it.
I guess so, but like if they aren't, then they come out like years later and they're like,
then he asked, are you into this?
Okay, no, you got a good point. Like he's like, and that's the people who accused Lucy Hay, they said he did ask them. So and they thought it was a joke. And then he did it.
I mean, that's.
And they were laughing at him while he was jerking off.
I could see if he like was like giggling. You know, like he's leaning in like, hey, what if I just started jerking off right now? And like, oh, yeah, that'd be crazy. And he's like, yeah.
He's like, yeah, it is, right?
How crazy.
He's like, or he could be like, hey, do you mind if I jack off in front of you? And you're like, yeah. And he does.
That's exactly, how it's been like pointed out to me. And they're like, go ahead and do it. And he's just like,
all right.
It was like a dare almost.
Yeah, and then they're like, wow. And then they apparently like were like...
Didn't like that?
No, they were just more like, wow, he actually fucking did it.
I wonder if he actually got off.
I don't care whether or not...
No, that was a stupid question. I don't actually wonder.
Now that it's on the record.
I don't...
I feel like that becomes a darker situation.
Like, where were they? Did he have to clean it up?
I don't know. We've talked about our fetishes on this podcast, like, every once in a while, and I don't think, no matter how much money I get, I don't think I'm ever going to be like, hey, Carmen Electra. No, not even Carmen Electra. No, she's not hot at all. I don't give a shit about her.
That's not even her real name.
I don't give a shit. All right. I don't know if there's any celebrity that I'd be like, I need to jerk off in front of.
Ella Fitzgerald.
No.
That's just a weird fetish. And that's apparently what doomed Weinstein. Like, I mean, he's got a bunch of other shit. He's like, hey, I want to shove up
a brick.
Did he say brick? I got a brick. I'm the brickler from Lego Island 2. I don't know. It's just fucking weird. 2017 was a weird year, dude.
It was a fucked up year.
So, I mean, what if you went up to someone and said, like, you mind if I touch your boobs? And they're like, yeah, do it. And then he did it. And they're like, what are you doing? I guess it's like the same thing.
Yeah, like, is that assault? I don't think it is.
No, and that's why
Like, that's literally asking for consent.
Yeah.
Well, and that's why a lot of people are, like, giving Louis C.K. kind of a softball on that.
So are they just mad at him because they're like, so he like, jerked why off are you into in front that, Louis?
No, yeah. So why did he actually do it?
That's the biggest thing.
Because he's into
horny.
It.
Yeah, and then...
I mean, I'm horny, but I don't want to jack off in front of you guys.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, but maybe you're not a voyeurist.
Okay, can I, like, just point out real quick. Half of it was Louis C.K. cop to it and said, yeah, I did do this. And half of it was the people that came out and accused him said, yeah, he did ask for permission. And then, like, a third of it is people said that Louis C.K. was kind of a creep. Like, Bill Burr talks about it.
Yeah.
I think all those things are true, probably.
Yeah, like, he's kind of a creep, Bill Burr, and he... Oh, Bill Burr is a fantastic individual. Dan, could you plug Bill Burr for us real quick?
Do you think you could? Bill Burr, Monday Morning Podcast. He just got off the wagon again for 6 days, and he's back on. Tune on in.
Check that fucking shit out, because him off the wagon is probably hilarious, right?
He just talks about his Rose Bowl experience.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Him talking about sports is some of the funniest shit.
Dude, I don't fucking like sports, and I just...
I love hearing...
I listen to the fuck out of that shit.
I love hearing Bill Burr talk about sports, but yeah.
Sports.
Louis C.K.
That's what he says. Just goes, sports. Sports.
Well, what was the thing that Louis C.K. chimed in? There was that Opie and Anthony show that he chimed into a whole bunch and shit, too. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Opie and Anthony show.
Oh. Yeah, I think.
Yeah, that's I don't really listen to that.
But he's chimed in more than a few times and stuff like that. I'm just saying, do your research and make your own decisions on that, because there's like a whole bunch of allegations that have popped out on that. And I think, yeah, Louis C.K. is probably a creep, but at least he
is open about it.
Yeah, I guess. Like, that's all that we can ask for at this point.
Yeah, like, he didn't deny it because he didn't think he did anything wrong, because he got consent. So I agree with him on that.
Yeah. I mean, from what we've heard tonight, yes, I do agree with Louis C.K. that, yep, I got consent. That's
what I was saying at the start of it. I was saying, like, I feel like the only dispute is in the credibility of the story.
But also, I don't know the whole story, so I'll probably do a little bit of research on that and maybe get some other...
Boy, will you, though?
Probably, because I'm actually kind of interested.
Yeah, I would say dig into it, because there's actually
a lot...
Too.
Hey.
Well, and if we come back next...
Do you guys mind if I jack off in front of you?
Yeah.
I do.
Yes,
I
you do mind. Okay,
well,
I don't...
Matt, if you do, like, dig into it, bring back what you have for next podcast, because right. I would like to hear a bit... I've dug into it a bit, and I don't know the full story.
I find this funny and interesting and kind of grossed out.
But we're supposed to be a comedy podcast, right? So, but we are talking about this kind of shit.
Also, I think
this is a smooth jazz podcast. Yeah. 103.9.
No.
The Verb.
I think Louis C.K. and the people that said, yeah, like in a joking maybe way, are both gross.
Yeah. No, I understand that.
Not gross. I'm just like.
Patrice. What's Patrice?
O'Neill.
Yeah. He was a black guy, right?
Yeah.
He also was.
Hold on. Patrice O'Neill
was also a frequenter on the.
Well, I'm just saying, like, that's either like black or Irish, and he's not Irish.
He's black.
Like an old lady.
Because I get the. I'm not good
really?
With names.
Patrice.
Oh yeah, I guess I can see that.
Patricia. So, Patrice O'Neill and Louis C.K. were frequenters on the Opie Anthony show.
Maybe I should listen to it.
Yeah, no, and you could type that in, and it's interesting. And Bill Burr goes on there talking about, like, Louis C.K. with Patrice O'Neill being like, yeah, he's kind of a creep. So, that's, like, kind of like a behind-the-scenes thing.
Behind the scene.
Mm-hmm. Behind the theme.
Like, it's already put out there that he was creepy, and then this happened, and people are like, yeah, that, like, sounds
yeah, absolutely.
Right. That sounds like my Louie.
Well, and again...
Louie. But also, would he be a comedian if he wasn't, you know, somewhat fucked up in the head?
You could not jerk off in front of people.
I mean, could he?
I don't know. I've never jerked off in front of you guys, and I'm also not a professional comedian.
Also, but, do you think that he also, like, went to parks? Not parks. Well, not pedophilic.
Or parks.
But do you think, like, he went to, like, random public
places? Like, flash people?
Not flash, but no. Let me finish my sentence.
Like, a longer flash?
No.
A long exposure flash?
What if he, like, jerked off in a telephone booth?
Or, like, on a subway?
On a subway or under his jacket.
Well, since we're being topical, like, a lot of these conversations come out, they're celebrities that they're doing this in front of, like, people who are in a place of power, and he's like, yeah. I'm also powerful, no, so I get to do this.
That's what I'm saying, but, like, what if that wasn't the only time that happened? He just asked permission for that
one. Hold on. Curry was saying that. He did a little dance.
Yeah, I was like, jumping back and down, like, I get to jerk off in front of hot people. I get to jerk off in front of hot people. Yeah!
All right.
That was, like, that's what I think, like...
That's like, I get it now. I'm going to jerk off in front of hot people.
I mean...
Because you could do that on the internet for free. and also not get called out on it. Yeah. Nobody gives a shit.
Unless someone walks in on you, then you'll probably get called out.
Yeah. Mom.
Well, I've had that happen before, not with my
cat.
Damn it.
Jesus Christ.
I remember one time.
No, you walked in right as I finished, and I'm like, Matt.
No.
High five. And you're like, no. Joking.
I was doing my my own dirty deed.
And, Mr. Deeds.
Oh, my, Jesus Christ.
My roommate knocked on my door. I was like, hold on. He thought I said, come in. God damn it.
And you turned around like the evil guy in Inspector Gadget, and it's like,
I was nonchalant, just threw the fucking, like, tissues away, and just, like, pulled up my pants. He's like, I am so sorry. I was like, it's gone now, it's fine.
One time it's happened to me, I've been like, I'm not stopping, please leave. And then they did leave.
Okay, Ivan, you remember Ivan?
This is your fault. You're going to make this better.
Yeah. Anthony Shev?
Yeah, I'm aware.
Yeah. What was his line?
I bet your dick is so big that girls don't even want it.
No.
Whatever, mom, don't care.
Whatever, mom, don't care.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was his line.
That was his line. That extra.
Jesus Christ, we just talked about jerking off for, like, ever.
This is okay.
No, it's not.
Do you want a break and come back, or do you just want to...
I think we should probably cap this off here. I don't know if anything...
Probably clean up a bit.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to be an uphill scale here.
Well, who has what left of their...
Yeah, I've got not too much of my...
I've got enough.
Well... You guys want a break and then come back in and hit again?
Yeah, let's fucking do it.
Okay.
All right.
Right.
I don't give a shit.
Ryan, are you sure?
Yeah. I'm down with whatever.
All right.
Actually, hold on. What time is it? We can fucking do it.
You want to give us an ad?
Let's go inside.
Yeah. All right, let's go.
Heaters. They're not just for your...
I don't have any heat, guys. Give me some heat.
Hello, everybody. This is Bob's Beepers at Bob's Beepers Emporium. Get some beepers for your beepers and peepers. Don't forget the screepers and peepers and jeepers. And
that means you are.
Sneepers.
Jeepers, creepers.
Come on, Louie.
Where'd you get those eyes?
You know you want to be here.
I don't like that.
I'll go back.
Shitty.
I liked it.
Good night.
Right. And you're sweaty. You see?
We changed seats.
We did. I didn't act.
Do you know the way?
Oh yeah, you're the only person who didn't.
Well, not this time.
Do you want to sit over here?
Know the way.
Cool. You wouldn't like it because it's too tall.
He does not know the way.
Ooh. Fuck, we should have brought that fireball in.
Where did that blanket go?
Yeah, we probably fucking should have.
What?
What, you already
You said it was for our laps.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to do that.
What the fuck?
Get it on our laps.
All right, we're going to take another break.
We aren't. We're going to finish this because I got to go to bed soon.
Oh, yeah, never mind. We're not taking a break.
Are we just going then? Do you guys want me to take this blanket off?
No. You guys get to...
Start this shit.
No, it is started.
It's going.
We've been arguing.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the What's Online podcast. We are back after this brief break. We have Daniel Ryan.
That's me.
We have Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we've got Matthew.
Fuck off.
And we have me, and we've changed places, so if I sound a little bit louder.
We have two questions.
Oh, like that show, Trading Places?
Trading Spouses.
Oh. Hey,
we have two questions. Do you wipe standing up or wipe sitting down, and what's online?
That's three
questions.
Do you wipe sitting down or standing up? And then
you did ask two yes or no questions. And then a third.
So.
You really fucked things up, Matt.
I did not.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Shut up. Then fix it. I'm done.
Well, that's fantastic. Glad to hear it, Matt. Dan.
Yeah.
What do you got for us?
I was just going to talk about more podcasts that we listen to.
All right. Hold off on that. What do you got for us, Ryan?
Why did we cover that
That's
in the first
literally
half?
Nothing.
All right, Matt.
So when Matt had something good.
Christmas?
Okay. Moving on. All right, Dan, what do we got?
New Year's.
Okay.
We're just cycling back around.
We haven't seen each other since last year. I know, bad joke, but we haven't seen each other since last year.
Yeah, we have.
So there's this.
Like you.
Do you guys have New Year's resolutions that you're going through?
No. Right. I have goals that I want to attempt.
I have goals in general, not for the New Year.
All right. Well, can we go around in a circle to figure out what those goals would be?
Circle jerk.
I'm going to start with Ryan because Dan is like the least
funny.
Hilarious, yeah.
Oh, well, mine's not very funny. I just want to...
Well, next to you, Ryan. Dan is the least funny next to you. I'm sure.
Oh, because he's sitting next to me?
No,
I get
no.
it now.
No, no. No, he says funny things on occasion. And,
on Twitter?
And you don't. No.
Not anymore.
Nope.
That for a month.
I don't use Twitter anymore either.
Nah, no. We don't need to worry about that.
About
all right. What's your goals?
Well, the only one that I really have is I want to try to record at least one song a month. Like, write and record. Like, a whole complete song.
That's cool. That's a good goal.
Yeah.
Right. I think one a month is pretty doable.
Yeah.
I think that's very doable with, like, where you're at.
Yeah. Well, this is solo stuff, not like band stuff.
Yeah, he wants to record some solo.
But not solos, because I can't do solos. Just
solo bolo.
I know, right?
What Dan said.
Solo dello.
Damn it.
Yeah, do you think you would like combine that into like a, and this is what I did this year?
Yeah, probably. Like at the end of the year, put it all together and be like, there you go.
All right. Yeah, that sounds pretty fucking cool.
Post it.
WAP?
Yeah. Like you're slapping it on.
Boo wop.
And pee-doo.
Here we do, jabba da, doo doo ba 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 doo ba da.
The internet. Wop.
Dee-doo.
And shabam-a-lam.
Zip-da-ba-ba-wop-ba-ba-dee-ba-ba. You know, I'm referencing some more Tarzan here.
Mandela.
What about you, Matt? What do you've got for this year?
Okay. I really want to go.
Hey, you shut the fuck up.
He's defending me. This is great.
No, you, actually. I don't want to hear it. Anyways, so... No, okay. Let's hear it, Matt.
I want to go to massage school so I can make a lot of money, but it might not be the right choice, but I'll make a lot of money. But I don't have money to, like, do it.
That's why I dropped out of college. Because I was studying respiratory therapy because it made good money and the hours were really cool. And it was very flexible, and I liked every aspect about the job, but didn't care about the job itself.
Exactly.
So I didn't care about listening to learning about it, so I dropped out.
Curtis has actually talked to me a lot about this. He's like, is this actually what you want to do? And I was like, I mean, no.
Yeah, it won't matter how much money you make if you hate doing it.
No, I mean, I'll enjoy doing it.
You can find that job anywhere.
Yeah, but... So I guess the bigger picture for me was like, am I going to enjoy it actually, or am I just going to enjoy the money? And I was like, God damn it.
Nigga, you could probably be cool with just not like borrowing money from...
You know.
I understand exactly what you're going through, and it's like, what do I want to do? And... I don't think there's anything wrong with, like, getting into a trade, right? Like,
no,
to see if
you're...
Trade
school's money, nice, really.
Yeah. Yeah, and...
I wish I would have done that.
You're like, I do web design and I work in an office. And, Ryan, I think you're probably better off than a lot of us, but you...
But I don't know if it's what I want to do. Like, I've already done the whole college thing and have a job, but I'm like, is this actually what I want to do?
No, you... God,
fuck if I know.
If anything, honestly, weirdly enough, like, I talk about, like, whenever you bring up your job, you're just, yeah, don't like all those people.
I like most of the people I work with.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like who I work for.
Mm.
And that's what makes the job way less desirable. But also, because of who I work for, I can't increase my skills as much as I wish because we have to do so many, like, backwards things
to make whatever you guys are doing.
Yeah, like we don't get the right tools and resources to do what we need to do, so we have to figure out back ways to do it, and that's not gonna really help.
That's not gonna help you move in the industry. What you guys are doing are hot fixes for like problems that have probably been solved for years now, and what you guys are doing.
Yeah. Unfortunately and fortunately, I've been working for Lowe's for 4 years, and like I can move up and make money doing that, but it's not what I want to. But it's there if I need it, you know. And that's kind of sad to say. Like, I can be lazy and just say, "Yep, I'm gonna be a manager," and live off of that. But it's not gonna be fun.
That becomes your life then.
Yeah, it's gonna be my life. Like, that's how my bosses started, like me. And said, yep, I just stayed here. I was like, fuck.
I mean, if I was in your position, I'd rather learn a trade than that.
Yeah, but, I mean, learning a trade is going to mean, like, not having a full-time job.
For a while, yeah, an apprenticeship, but that also means that you're going to have a skill that...
is going to pay off in the future, but mm-hmm. I mean, what most people think right now is, like, I need a now.
Well, but no, but an apprentice... Okay, you go into a trade or an apprenticeship with the idea that you're going to be taken care of well enough while you're doing this to get that going on. Like, if you do well enough for them, are there unpaid apprenticeships at this point?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Like you have to put in hours at this place in order, like... But they've got to have paid apprenticeships, too, mm-hmm. like, yeah. and shit like that.
Yeah, but you got to find them and know people.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like the Mason...
Doing, like, paid apprenticeships or internships, you have to, like, know the right people to get you those mm-hmm. kind of jobs. Like,
it's
when
like,
I first...
It's kind of like masonry, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you gotta either, like, be born in, like, from a masonry or, like, get into it somehow when you're young or some mm-hmm. shit. Like, they even have their own fucking ring. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're a mason, it's weird.
Well, and you don't fucking have to do masonry to become a Freemason at all.
Well, yeah, that's what I was talking about.
I know, like, there's a guy that I work with that is a Freemason, and he fucking works at a gas station with me, so... I don't know. It's fucking weird. But, yeah, like, I still think learning a trade is a good thing. And like you're saying, you just don't have...
either the time and I need...
the capital.
Yeah, that too.
So people are always going to need plumbers.
Jesus Christ, this is, like, becoming a very depressing, like, beginning of the year.
I don't think it's depressing. It's just, like, this is what we're dealing with.
Yeah, we're talking about New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to overcome the immense boundaries that have been set up.
So a New Year's resolution for me would be, like, I need to actually, like, get my shit together, grow up, and, you know, do what I want to.
Okay, that's mine, too. So I don't really have, like...
I'm 24 and I still need to grow up.
I'm 28 and I feel that way.
You know, like I don't think it's going to get better soon, but it could if I actually took an issue. If I did it and I was eating ramen every fucking day and peanut butter and jelly like every night, yeah. you know, like. And
is it bad that I don't know if I'm 25 or 26 at this point?
You're 25, you're going to be 26 in April, okay?
My mom told me that I was 26 already, and that made me feel really bad.
Oh, fuck.
I'm like, shit, I fucking suck at this
point. And then I look at my best friend, Katie. She's 26, she has a house, she has a very good career, and she's living very well. I was like, damn, I could have been there if I wasn't, like, doing shit.
You're so
funny. Literally shit.
She's so fucking miserable, though.
Not literally,
she's
shit.
She's not miserable.
She has her dogs.
Yeah, she has dogs and a cat and friends like us.
Oh, yes, there we go. She has to support degenerates like us.
She has a good support group.
Oh, yeah, she has to support a group.
That's a great way of putting it. Thanks, Matt.
She did put me into her house for a couple days because I don't have heat. Mm. So that's nice. I was very appreciative. Appreciative.
She likes my comics, so she's probably all right.
Yeah.
But at the same time, she likes my comics, so maybe not.
It's iffy, huh?
Yeah, it's a little iffy.
I like your comics. That makes me think about myself.
Yeah, that's
only because you're in the comics.
Yeah. You end up in there. That's the biggest question. Like, is it a plus or a negative? And it flips back and forth. I don't know, Dan, you've fucking had a baby this year? Was it this year?
No, it was last year.
Was it last year, 2016, that you had a baby? No.
2017.
So, like I'm saying, crossing over, you've had another baby and everything like that. Since last New Year's. How are you feeling going into this year? I mean... we've been bitching about all of our shit, but you're, like, a dad of two, like, children, and you still put up with us.
I still got plenty of shit to bitch about.
No, I understand that.
No, I don't know. I'm doing that. I don't know. I like it. Sometimes it's like, oh, like, it'd be nice to be single and, like, not have kids, but then it's like I probably would just want to not be single if I was single.
You're preaching to the choir, man.
Well, yeah. I have to.
I'm lonely. Okay.
I have to hit off these harpies that want my seed with a stick. I don't know what to do at this point. No, no. I'm just saying, like.
You fucking wish.
Yeah. I fucking wish.
I'm sorry. That's mean. I mean, I wish also. So.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd want to like have to like.
Fight
push,
off.
Yeah, like fight them away.
That's like a lot that's of like, temptation, I imagine.
It's like a lot of pressure.
They're not all going to be
like, little Johnny,
tense.
Can you perform?
Absolutely, that's the worst part.
Like, that means that you also got like some threes and fours coming after you.
And they're way more ambitious.
Guys yeah. Only beauty is only a light switch away, so.
Also, my hand, so.
it's within arm's reach.
Yeah, absolutely. Shut off the light, turn on my monitor.
Curtis, you've got
embrace the dream. Yeah, I don't.
Tonight you will.
Yeah, man, if you need a hand.
Jesus Christ. This is
I'm
not the
right.
way.
Okay, I don't do left.
This is not the way.
I'm all right, but I don't do left, okay?
He's all right.
Left is
this
really
is not the way.
Left is mine.
You get what's left.
I'm just saying that, Dan, you've created, like, two children, and that's way more accomplishment than I have at this point, so that's... most of mine just, like, die on my left hand, and I, like, brush them off into the trash can, so...
Dirt's off his shoulders.
Yeah,
Kurt's left-handed.
I am.
Although he plays the bass right-handed.
I do.
I play.
It doesn't jerking off does not interfere with my with my guitar skills. I like to keep them separate.
He's like, I had to because usually guitars are right-handed.
Yeah,
they cost a lot more if they're left-handed.
Yeah,
like at least $100 more.
Yeah, but those left-handed guitars are so much cooler.
I don't know. My New Year's resolutions are as follows: draw more. That's all that I really fucking want to do.
Yeah. Do that more then.
Thank you, Curtis, for sharing.
I clap, but I have a hand.
Well, up. And I need to draw Dan's stuff for your album.
Yeah, slacking.
I'm
slacking on that.
Zero. I mean, your brother offered me $25, and then I just.
And then he said, okay. Yeah, here it is.
And then I didn't collect on it. You wanted, like, some gorillas thing, and I'm like, holy shit, this is way more ambitious than what Luke wanted. He's just like, I don't know.
I figured you wanted something takeoff point.
Yeah, I definitely do, and I want to draw you a fucking bitchin' island, so I'm gonna do that.
Fuck yeah,
bitchin' island.
So my New Year's is to draw Dan's fucking album artwork by the end of this year.
Bitchin' island is just like I'm alone.
Dude, yeah, I mean, in El Manana, Noodle looked fine. Like, she was just playing guitar and going, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I fucking would do that for the end of the goddamn days, unless it was helicopters that just banged her helicopters.
Or if you had to eat.
Yeah, no, that would suck.
But the guitar.
I've been phasing that out of my life, actually, like, eating. Like,
just...
Yeah, he's lost like 10 pounds already.
I didn't know you could lose any more weight.
Stomach flu did wonders for me.
Oh, yeah, dude. I remember when I had the stomach flu, I was like, let's just do that more often. All I need to do is like call off like 3 days in a row and lose like 10 pounds.
Well, no, and you thought it was like
over as fuck and having alcohol.
Well, and you thought it was stomach or
food poisoning.
Yeah, I can just have you cook for me.
Well, no, food poisoning and stomach.
Hey, man,
food poisoning and stomach flu are two different things. Stomach flu is actually contagious. Food poisoning is the shit you eat.
Yeah.
So
it can be contagious if you all eat the same thing.
Yeah.
Except for if
none of
us three and not Dan.
Yeah, you're the only one who ended up with it.
Dan just has a pussy.
Kurt just wanted to use it as an excuse.
My stomach's a little bitch.
No, I ended up with the stomach flu like 3 days.
Oh, no, I meant last week and you wanted to use food poisoning as an excuse.
Because he inhaled some things.
What?
What?
Last, when we dropped you off at home, you're like, what's a good excuse to not go to work
tomorrow? Yeah.
And Matt was like, food poisoning, and you're like, got it.
I didn't. I just stayed up all night.
Got it.
Oh, nice.
Didn't work out well.
Well, Dan, what's your resolutions? Have we gone over that?
Yeah, no, he's like, I don't know.
I mean, honestly, probably to actually book an open mic.
That would be good. I'd love to hear you.
At some point. Oh, you guys wouldn't be invited.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Why not?
I don't know. That I've heard don't invite your friends because then it's like I'm trying to like be funny to you guys.
Oh, wait. You want to do like open mic comedy?
Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
We'll definitely be there.
Yeah, yeah. We'll stalk you.
Don't acknowledge us. That's fine. I would love to be there.
Or make us the butts of your
joke. No. Wait,
roast us.
That wouldn't
really.
Go.
No.
That'd be funny to only you guys.
Yeah, it would.
No. I'm with Dan on this. Like, if you want to book some, like, open mic stuff, yeah, don't invite us to it. Just, like, test your mettle. Like, because.
Can you at least film it so we can, like.
No. Fuck that.
It's the idea that if I bomb, then, like. Like, this pressure, because it's, like, people that I'm going to see again are going to be like, hey, man, you bombed.
You remember when you did really
bad?
Like,
if I bomb in front of a bunch of people I don't know, then I just leave.
Well, no. And
I don't have to confront that. I can just come back and try again with a new set of faces.
Well, I mean, if you're really considering open mic comedy, like, you have to go into being like, my first few sets are probably going to kind of suck.
Oh, yeah.
So if you bomb like three times and then
I go on YouTube and I type in Morty's comedy joint open micers and I just listen to him go and be like, I can be better than this guy.
Well, and then
that's the goal. Am I funnier than this person? Like, maybe.
Well, and that's open
my confidence.
I actually shit on, like, open, like, just stand-up comedians in general, but that is a craft. Like, you are fucking have to be smart to do that. And the only way to get better at that is to do it.
Yeah.
That's, it's a muscle that you have to work.
Have you come up with stuff?
Or? I've been trying to write, a five-minute bit a day.
Okay, yeah, like, if you...
Just a two-minute bit?
Yeah, wait, could you give us a solid 3 minutes quick? Okay, and
pull my phone out. I haven't like chosen a set, so I haven't memorized.
We're gonna be
things.
Just an audience.
Yeah. Give us a solid 3 minutes.
So I've been watching a lot of Netflix, so I didn't have any time to write jokes for this.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna be the heckler.
I see some people trying to figure out if I actually did write anything for it, and I didn't. I typed it, but my dog ate my laptop. Luckily, I typed it on my phone. I hope you guys like one-liner comedy. If you don't, that's fine. Most of these jokes are delivered in two lines. You know, I was attracted to one-liner comedy ever since I heard about it, because I like my jokes to be like philanthropic dwarves, short and sweet. But then I heard you gotta write a bunch of them. I hit a red light on my way here. I don't know why I was hanging so low.
All right, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I like that.
I saw the most rebellious thing, a stop sign flat on the ground, tire tracks on either side of it. I sat there for 3 weeks waiting for a cloudy day to turn into a foggy. So yesterday my son comes running up to me and he goes, Dad, he's 8 months old. I did just have my second kid though, and I am stuffed. You know, I don't usually play golf, so I'm not gonna do any jokes on that. I learned that cannibalism is actually kind of peaceful. It's not just like societies full of Hannibal Lecters. They hold like ceremonies when someone dies and it's supposed to be respectful. Like, oh, we'll always remember Steve, because he was disgusting. I wonder if they're waiting for, like, an inheritance. Looking through the fridge, like, I'm getting pretty low on arm. I hope Uncle Jimmy kicks it soon.
And, that's pretty good.
And you can't poison him. Like, Uncle, please, no, please, you gotta quit smoking. No, I know you're going out anyways, but think about us. Are you gonna try to say Steve was delicious? I am for robot internet rights. You know, my parents always taught me because I was homeschooled. That's that.
Bada bing!
Everyone go. Oh, that was good. That was a good
time. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
that wasn't lost at all.
You'll have to see me sometime.
Yeah, absolutely. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the What's Online podcast. Unfortunately, you've been welcomed into leaving, so we are leaving now. We Matt.
Leaving.
Matt, we had Matt. Mm-hmm. All right.
Thank you for not calling me Matthew.
We did have Matt.
All right, and we had Dan.
I was here too.
And we had Ryan.
Ryan wasn't really here.
Were you here? Shit.
What?
We had them in the past tense. It's good.
Okay.
So, we had all these people here, and we also had Curtis Carlson. Please join us on Season 6 of the What's Online podcast.
Next episode of Season 7.
This is the season finale of Season 6. You catch us on Season 7. Good night. We're also brought to you by
cold-ass fucking weather.
Ugandan warriors. You do not know the way.
I know the way.
You do not know the way. No.